It's Tuesday, March 24, 2026.
I've directed the Department of War to temporarily postpone planned strikes against major energy and electricity targets in Iran.
Trump backs off threat to bomb Iran's power plants, which would be a war crime. New analysis finds the U.S.-Israeli war on Iran is a disaster for the climate and the environment. Plus,
climate scientists have said that this heat wave that they're experiencing at the minute in the United States would have been virtually impossible without human-induced climate change.
Extreme heat wave in western U.S. really was historic.
All of that real live history and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
We've had very good discussions. Very, very good discussions.
Sure you have, champ. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, as we go to air, a massive explosion and fire late on Monday evening at the Valero Refinery in Port Arthur, Texas, one of the largest refineries in the U.S. So far, no reports of injury or death, though no one knows exactly what caused it. At the same time, I'm happy to report no sun or wind explosions today here in the U.S.
So at least there's that.
Yeah, it's nice. What do you got for us today?
Well, as we go to air, Donald Trump on Monday backed off his threat to, quote, obliterate Iran's civilian power plants if they didn't reopen the Strait of Hormuz immediately, through which about 20% of the world's supply of oil and gas and fertilizer travels. Trump claimed his administration is in talks to end the war with Iran that he started, but Iranian officials said that was not true. Critics say that Trump's assertion was possibly a ploy to manipulate skyrocketing global oil prices. Trump, over the weekend, lifted sanctions on Iranian oil already at sea in an effort to calm oil markets. It was a contradictory move that allows Iran to profit from this war.
And, of course, that follows on the lifting of sanctions against Russian oil. So Russia and Iran are doing pretty well by this war, it seems.
Yes, they are. Industry experts say that whenever the conflict ends, it could take months to restore oil and gas production and shipping, and long-term economic disruption is now baked into the system for months to come.
Oh, it'll be fine. Trump totally knew what he was doing. This was completely on purpose. I can't believe you'd even question such a thing.
The Guardian reports on the first analysis of the environmental cost of the Iran war. The Climate and Community Institute analysis found massive increases in air and water pollution and a burst of climate warming carbon emissions in just 14 days, caused by widespread destruction of infrastructure, buildings, and missile attacks on oil and gas facilities that released toxic contaminants into the air, water, and soil, like that oil depot explosion that generated black acid rain across Tehran. With so much of the world's oil and gas production now offline, Heatmap News reports that the oil and gas supply shock is already leading to major changes around the world. In Australia, gas stations are running out of diesel. Mm. The Philippines government adopted a four-day work week to reduce commuting. Pakistan closed schools for 2 weeks, and Nepal is rationing cooking fuel.
Other than that, it's all going very well.
Here in the U.S., that unprecedented massive extreme heat dome that baked the Southwest really was historic, setting a new all-time national heat record for the month of March. Forecasters say the heat dome is expanding eastward and is one of the geographically largest heat waves in American history. Climate scientists at World Weather Attribution found that the record heat was, quote, virtually impossible without climate change and was made 800 times more likely because of the burning of fossil fuels. Mm. Dr. Michael Mann on MS Now explains that there's actually worse news.
Those heat domes that we hear about, they are probably becoming more persistent as well because of changes in the behavior of the jet stream that are linked to human-caused warming. And so if anything, the models that we rely upon may be underestimating the impact that climate change is having on these sorts of extremes.
Oh, Fantastic.
Meanwhile, in the middle of skyrocketing gas and electricity prices
and heat domes,
the Trump administration succeeded in killing off two proposed offshore wind farms that would have helped with that. French company Total Energies accepted the Trump Interior Department's offer to pay them $1 billion in public funds to cancel two offshore wind leases for the coasts of North Carolina and New York and redirect that money to oil and gas projects instead.
$1 billion in U.S. taxpayer dollars given to a French company to not build wind power off the coast.
Yep.
Brilliant. He really is the master negotiator. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
It's getting better all the time.